This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hurricane Hotline on FM 1043 WQAM. An in-depth look at the Miami Hurricanes. Presented by Williamson Cadillac.
Williamson Cadillac. Experience the South Florida lifestyle in a new Cadillac. From Miami's luxury dealership, Williamson Cadillac. Williamson is Miami.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the show, talking University of Miami athletics for the next 1 hour. Of course, this is NCAA Tournament Week, so coming up will be University of Miami head coach Jay Lucas. Hurricanes will open up the NCAA Tournament on Friday nights, 10:10, tip-off time against Missouri, and you will hear that game right here on FM 104.3 WQAM. Also coming up on the show, Don Bailey Jr., my broadcast partner, will join me for a preview of spring football next week on Monday. It will be Pro Day. Tuesday, spring football begins. But this week is about the NCAA tournament, and joining us now is University of Miami head coach Jay Lucas. All right, with University of Miami head coach Jay Lucas, as we get ready for the NCAA tournament, Miami and Missouri on Friday night, 10:10 Eastern time. We'll be on there at 9:30 with our pregame show. Hurricanes head coach Jay Lucas with us. First of all, coach, congratulations on getting to the NCAA tournament. What was it like for you and your team, the reaction when you saw your name up there?
It's always a great feeling. You know, you work the whole season to be able to hear your name called on Selection Sunday and to give yourself and the team the opportunity to compete for a national championship. So I was just excited for the guys and excited for our fans.
Yeah, how about for the players? Had to be some validation for them, right? All coming together from different spots and then all coming together, kind of proving a point that they sacrificed a little bit for the greater good, and they're rewarded.
Yeah, no, that is. And that's what sports is about. That's what college athletics is about, and the opportunity to win and to do it with people that you spend every day with, and all these hours, when it actually comes together, it just makes you appreciate it even more. Even having people from all different backgrounds and different schools and just everything we had this year.
What do you think it does? What kind of impact do you think it might have for you on your program? I think, you know, you're building your program. Maybe the floors are down now. Maybe the walls and the ceiling go up next year. But what kind of impact can this have for your program?
I think it's exactly what you say. You know, it just gives us the ability and gives us the actual data and footage of what Miami basketball is going to be and what we're about and what I'm about as a coach, but also how we play, how we can help develop your game. It's just always good to start the program off on such a good good footing and good foundation. You know, I heard somebody say you always want to have the wind in your sails. You don't want to fight against it. So we have some wind and got it blowing in the right direction.
Yeah, no question. Tied for the most regular season wins in the history of the program. That's a pretty good debut, Coach.
Well, I appreciate it. You know, for me, I've always been, but I'm continuing to be excited just about how the guys have really just really evolved into what we talked about and what we wanted to do here, and they put us in that position to be able to do that.
Your first round game, interesting. We're going to St. Louis. You get Missouri, 2 hours away from St. Louis. They've had an interesting season, a little bit up and down, but some great wins, maybe some puzzling losses. But they've had some games where they've come away with some big wins. They beat Kentucky at Kentucky, lost to Notre Dame, beat Florida, beat Vanderbilt that beat Florida. So they've had some good wins.
No, they've had some really good wins. And, you know, being in the SEC is one of the best conferences in America, and it gives you the opportunity to play against the best teams in America every night. So they've kind of, like you said, they've had, I guess, an up and down year, but also the SEC is that good where it can make you kind of do that.
Dennis Gates, former assistant with Leonard. CY, of course, was with him a year ago. How do you anticipate them playing? I do have some questions about their zone, but are they a defensive-minded team?
They are. They are a defensive-minded team. You know, Coach Gates has always been a defensive-minded coach. You know, they're big. They're physical. They play inside out. Actually, their best player, their starting four-man, Mark Mitchell, yeah. I coached him at Duke his first 2 years, so I'm very familiar with him. And he's really developed and grown and becoming a go-to player for them. But, you know, they have a lot of size and a lot of physicality, so it should be a great matchup.
Yeah, Mitchell's had, we saw him when you were at Duke. I think he hit the shot against Miami just about almost half court, broke our hearts. Back-to-back 32-point games for Mitchell.
Yeah, no, he's been playing at a really high level, and he's played at a high level for them all year. But these last two games that he's had, you know, against Kentucky in the SEC tournament and Arkansas at home, he's playing the best basketball of his career.
Well, you mentioned they're big, so I had a chance to dive into them today. Trent Burns is 7'5", and I thought, come on, 7'5", he's not going to play. But he does play, and he's kind of in the middle of their zone. How do you attack a zone defense with a guy who's 7'5"?
Well, you know, the good thing about us is we're seeing a lot of zone this year, and we've actually been really good against the zone. So we're comfortable in playing against it. You know, with him, you just have to kind of move him and get him kind of out of the paint and out of the way. And you can do that a bunch of different ways. So we'll have a few ways of looking to attack them.
We might have a battle of the hair game, Barrett and Donaldson, but this kid Barrett, he's got hair like Trey. He plays a little bit like him as well.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to have to make sure I'm talking to the right person when we're out there. But they have the same hair, kind of the same mannerism, same build. So it will be interesting. I think it'll be a good guard matchup in the backcourt.
And then another guy that plays well for them, a little bit older, 24, 25 years old, this kid, Jaden Stone, good shooter, very athletic player.
Yeah, he's a good shooter, older, can play inside, outside. But for them, he's kind of like their sniper, who they need to kind of make threes, and he hunts shots and they run some plays for him. But he is a good player.
You might have, I guess, maybe a disadvantage in terms of the crowd. These are supposed to be neutral sites. It's 2 hours away. They've played games in this building, but you've played in front of big crowds, and you've played in front of hostile crowds, and you've had a lot of success on the road.
Yeah, and that's how we're treating it. We're treating it just like a road game. This isn't going to be any different environment than ones we've been in. And, you know, we won 8 road games this year, which is a good amount and a good number. And so we're comfortable in that environment, and we should be business as usual.
Yeah. Coming out of the ACC tournament, 1-1 there, played well against Louisville. The Virginia game, probably not up to your standards.
Yeah, you know, the Louisville game, we played really well. You know, and it's always good to when you can get some revenge on somebody that beat you. And we thought maybe going into the Virginia game, kind of the same thing. But I thought we had a moment in the game, in the start of the game, that really could have generated us and boosted us, where their kind of jolt they had at the end of the half wouldn't have been so much. But, you know, they played really good, and we kind of fizzled out, and they got the best of us.
It's funny, in every sport, people talk about the middle eight, the last 4 minutes of the half, and then the first four of the second, and that seems to what have that. I think is what got you in the Virginia game.
Yeah, it was. You know, it was right there, kind of all the way until about the 6 minute mark of the first half, and they went on a run, and we never recovered. But you know, we played such good defense the first 10 minutes of the half, but we played such bad offense, where going back and watching the game, I felt like we should have been up 10-2 or 12-4, but we didn't capitalize like we needed to. They had a bunch of turnovers, missed shots, we rebound, but we didn't execute on the other end to put ourselves in position.
Yeah, the kid Onyeso had a big impact on the game, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He had a big impact on the tournament, though, yeah. So I didn't feel as bad, because I kind of saw his numbers after the Duke game, and I think he had 7 blocks in that game, too.
Yep.
So he was just having one of those weekends. I also think he broke the ACC tournament record for blocks in the tournament. And so, you know, sometimes things like that just happen.
Yeah, he did. I think he had 8 in the first game. And then, as you mentioned, played well against Duke. The Louisville game, though, I thought that was an exceptional game. He had 2 great games with them. Got a little bit of payback. That was a heck of a win for your program.
It was. It was. And they're, you know, they're another really good team. It was a tournament team. And the ACC tournament and the team this year prepared us for what we're going to go into and what we're going to see on Friday. So I was happy that we got to play Louisville again and got to play Virginia again, because that, for us, is going to simulate what this weekend could look like, where you play another really good team in Missouri, and then, you know, whatever happens, you have a 2 seed in Purdue who's waiting for you on Sunday.
The numbers, I don't know about the advanced metrics, but the plain old stats between Miami and Missouri, there's not a lot of difference. It seems like some of the numbers are pretty similar.
Yeah, they are. They're pretty similar. You know, we play inside out. They play inside out. You know, they play a physical brand. We play a physical brand. So it's two very similar teams. You know, and I think the deciding factor, at least from watching and being a part, will come down to the guard play on both sides.
Yeah. Well, that's what they say about the NCAA tournament, right? Guard play is what carries you?
Yes, it is. It is. You always need a closer and need somebody that can bring you over the hump in those last 4 minutes.
Speaking of guards, Trey Donaldson, second team All-ACC player, 138. This will be his 138th game when he takes the court against Missouri, so lots of experience there. Was there anything about his game that surprised you this year? Because it seems like if you look at some of his numbers, he took his game to another level.
Yeah, you know, I think what surprised me the most was his ability to score in bunches and really to close games. I knew he was a big game player, but I didn't know he was to this extent. And so some of the games that he carried us in, you think about Pitt, you think about Virginia Tech, you think about at Wake Forest, just some of those big games that he had for us to help us close those games was huge.
Yeah, you've had some games, whether it was Trey or Malik, these 20-point games. I've been around this program a long time. I don't know if I've ever seen a season where two guys, in particular, you know, Malik, have had so many 20-point games. Malik had hit 20 points at least 17 times.
Yeah, you know, that's just he's as talented of an offensive player as I've coached. And I said this after, you know, the Louisville game, I'm screaming at him because I didn't think he was playing to the level of game. And I look up and he's got 24-7. So I got to catch myself sometimes. But he has that ability to just score in bunches, but also score in tight spaces. And he's a guy you can go to and kind of run things through. And he's delivered this year for us. And, we need him to keep delivering for us a few more games.
Miami and Missouri coming up on Friday, 10:10 Eastern Time, 9:30 broadcast time. We'll continue with University of Miami head coach Jay Lucas right after this. All right, let me talk to you for a moment about Williamson Cadillac. Nobody's more excited about the University of Miami returning to the NCAA tournament than Ed Williamson. Of course, his lovely wife, Carol. A couple of games ago at home, they were honored at half court at the Watsco Center by the University of Miami basketball program. They are big University of Miami fans. And of course, Williamson Cadillac has built a loyal client base by staying focused on the customer experience. When you go to Williamson Cadillac, you are treated like family. If you want to be treated like family, if you want world-class customer service, then purchase a new Cadillac from Williamson Cadillac. And new vehicles are arriving every single day, which means Williamson is sure to have the new Cadillac you are looking for. If you want to experience Williamson Cadillac's preferred atmosphere and their customer service that you will get no place else, then go to Williamson Cadillac. Get the most out of the South Florida experience. It's easy to find, conveniently located on US 1 and 104th Street, just south of the Palmetto. Williamson Cadillac, your luxury dealership. Williamson Cadillac, Williamson is Miami.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Let's be honest, healthcare can be expensive. So check out Redeem HealthShare. It's a faith-based way to manage medical costs with flexible programs to fit your budget and your values. You're not dealing with insurance, just a community of believers helping each other through life's ups and downs. This is more than healthcare. It's hope. It's healing. It's faith in action. Call 1-844-REDEEM-0. That's 1-844-REDEEM-0. Join the movement. Share joyfully. Live redeemed.
Hurricane Hotline continues on FM 104.3 WQAM. Presented by Williamson Cadillac. Williamson is Miami.
Happy to welcome you back on the show. Joe Zagacki with University of Miami head coach Jay Lucas. Hurricanes in St. Louis for Miami and Missouri. Neutral site, Miami and Missouri on Friday night, 10:10 will be the tip-off. We always dabble a little bit in recruiting, coach, and one of your players won a state championship. Let me think here. I believe in South Florida there were either 5 or 6 state champions. Columbus wins the state championship. Pines Charter wins one. Calvary Christian wins one. St. Thomas wins one. Sagemont wins one. So all these high school kids, maybe they'll be future Hurricanes down the road, had success in their state tournaments.
Yeah, you know, we had one future Hurricane that won the state championship at Columbus, Caleb Gaskins, and a few more that we're recruiting from that list that you named off. But, you know, it's a big thing for us, but also it's a big thing for the people we recruit. We want to recruit people who have a pedigree of winning and competing and understand and value winning and understand what it means to win championships and to compete at that level. I feel like that carries over and it carries with you through college. So with Caleb Gaskins, you have a guy who is a McDonald's All-American. He's won a state championship. He's won gold medals. He's going to play in the Hoop Summit to compete for the USA in April. So he comes in with that pedigree already built in, and that carries on throughout the program.
You know, it's funny. I want to pick up on that also, because you're going to have certain standards that you want regardless. And this is an era where everybody talks about negotiations. But I would think things like coachability and character, those are non-negotiables, right?
Oh, those are huge. It's huge because the day and age of college athletics has changed. So now you add money into the situation and you're paying people. You have to make sure what they're made up of, what their character is, what's their background, what's their family background, their parents. You have to kind of cover all your bases because each year is one-year themes. So you can't have anything happen that year or get a bad egg that year. It can kind of ruin your whole team if you do.
Yeah, because you want them, but you know they want you, but you also want them, right? I mean, it's kind of a two-way street here.
Exactly, it is, and you just have to make sure that you have open communication and you try to give as much clarity of what it would look like here at the University of Miami with role, playing time, everything. You have to make sure you lay everything out as much as you can.
You have some young players this year, Shelton Henderson, Dante Allen. You mentioned Caleb Gaston's coming in next year. You're always going to have some veteran players. That's the way it is in college athletics today. You'll have more veteran players. But with the young guys, do you have to, and you've probably been down this road before, do you have to talk to them about, hey, it's okay to be good as a young player? Don't be afraid to be great as a young player?
Yeah, absolutely. And hopefully most of the ones we recruit and talk to feel that way, but also just giving them that confidence, I think is a big part of it too, and letting them know that it's okay to just go take it. You know, no one's going to hold that against you. I am one of the few coaches that still believe in freshmen and play freshmen as much as I do. And you just see that with how Sheldon and Dante played this year. And I have confidence that if you get the right ones, they can impact the game right away.
Yeah, Shelton has started up. I think he started every game for you. And I believe Dante's coming up now on 15 straight starts. He's 16 straight. Sorry, the last 15.
Yeah. And, you know, this if you do it, you earn it. You deserve it. You'll get the opportunity. And as long as you do your part, you know, I'll be fair. You know, I can't treat everybody the same, but I can be and treat everybody fairly. And that's kind of how I go about it.
Shelton, where have you seen his, by the way, he's a great kid. And so is Dante. They are great, great kids. But where have you seen Shelton's biggest growth?
Just in his confidence and kind of what you just kind of explained, Josie, just the ability to be okay with being the guy at certain moments within the game. And I thought the Ole Miss game was kind of the turning point for him in the season. You know, everything before then, he was kind of just going through the normal freshman up and down, trying to figure out what it's going to be. And then from that point on, I felt like he really turned the corner and was okay with having a bigger impact on the team and a bigger impact within the game.
Yeah. I think he had 17 in that game and 10 rebounds, a bunch of assists. How about Dante? Dante, from the appearance, we know he's going to have he's got a pure shot. And I think that shot, as he gets older, is going to continue to get better and fall and all of those things. But he looks like he's always just trying to find a way to contribute in the game. If the shot's not going, then it's going to be a great pass or a deflection or a defensive stop. It looks like he's just trying to find ways to help you.
Exactly. And that's exactly what he's trying to do. And that's the one thing you never question about Dante is his intent. And if he's playing to win, I guess is the best way to do it. And I always think he's doing that. And it just helps you. It helps you in the sense of you're as a coach, you're looking for people that will just go out there and give you your all, and that's what Dante does every day.
You had three European players. What do you think the biggest adjustment for those guys was coming into college basketball?
It's been a huge adjustment, yeah. And I think they're still adjusting. You know what I mean? It's a completely different game than the one that they played and the one that they've been used to playing. Everything about it is different. So there's always going to be time. It's kind of like when you get a transfer also that comes up from maybe like a low major level and you bring them up. I always feel like you need a year, kind of a gap year to kind of get a feel, get comfortable, understand it, and then hopefully the following year they can really have an impact. But I thought all those guys had impacts throughout the season and with their moments, like Timo in the beginning of conference play, Gnome towards the end of conference play. Solid kind of came in every game and giving us some physicality and some minutes to give Ernest some rest. So each of them have impacted us throughout the season in certain ways.
I think what people should also know about, I think the European players, you know, the guys you have, but I think probably in general, when they come to play and get the scholarship or whatever it might be, there is a, I guess the word I'll use is they are grateful for their opportunity.
Oh, yeah, 1,000%. You know, they are great teammates. They're great young men. They're very appreciative of the opportunity. They love being at the University of Miami, love being in Miami, love being a part of the program. You couldn't ask for better people to have in the program.
I know you're a basketball junkie. Did you look at all the brackets, or how does a coach look at brackets? Because you're involved in it, but do you look at it as your path? You look at it as in it. I guess you got to look at it as a coach and look at your path. But is there any part of you as a fan that looks at it and says, "Okay, this is a pretty good bracket," or "That's a tough region"? How do you break it down?
You know, usually that part of it comes with the selection show, like as it's being announced. It's like kind of the coach where you get to look at the whole thing, you know, and you're waiting for your team, but you're also getting to see the matchups and the regions and hearing them kind of break everything down. So that's kind of how you see it as a whole. But as a coach, you just try to break it down into your pod. Yeah. You know what I mean? So you just kind of talk about first us in Missouri. And then I think it's Purdue and Queens is in our pod of who we are with in St. Louis. And that's kind of just all we're focused on at this moment. So as a coach, you just try to break it up in segments.
I am fascinated because a lot of people zero in on the seeds, and obviously you're trying to get the best seed that you can get. But my perspective is that almost no matter what seed you are, you are going to play somebody. Eventually, you're running into some good teams. And it might be right off the bat or in game number two. Hell, if you're Purdue, they got a chance to play Miami. They might not be looking forward to that. But also, in this region is Arizona and Villanova and Wisconsin and Gonzaga. So no matter what, you probably run into somebody pretty good.
Yeah, the winning national championship, you're going to have to beat good teams. You know what you mean? And these are the best teams in the country. This is what makes the tournament so exciting and so fun, is that anything can happen in these games, like you're saying and you're explaining. And it just gives you different matchups and good matchups that you usually don't see.
Is this it's got to be something you probably dreamed of, right, being in the tournament as the head coach?
Yeah, this is what you always dream of, man. And kind of like I said, this is something you want to happen every year, but also having the appreciation for how hard it is and understanding how hard it is to get there and to be able to do it and the stuff you have to have go right to be able to pull it off. But it is something that you want and I feel should be able to happen at the U every year.
Coach, we can get pretty comfortable here winning 24 games a year.
Yeah, you know, that's what it is. My goal and my vision and dream for this program is to, you know, hopefully next year and years moving forward, we're competing for ACC championships, fighting to get in Elite Eights, Final Fours, and then hopefully one day winning the national championship. I think that's possible here, and the foundation is set. And so I'm excited about this year, but I'm also excited about what the future holds.
Last thing for the ACC, did they get rewarded this year? Was this better than the past couple of years?
I thought so. I thought so. I felt with North Carolina State and SMU both making it, even though it's play-ins, I think just shows the level. You know, also everybody else, I think it ends up being eight teams. You know, out of the ACC, we have the number one overall seed. We have a six seed. We have a seven seed. We have an eight seed. We got two 11s. So I thought it ended up being pretty good. Two six seeds. I forgot about Carolina.
Right.
So I thought it ended up being pretty good in your top. You know, your top eight really in the league almost all made it. And that's what it needs to be and what it should be every year in the ACC.
Well, it's been a great run so far, Coach. Semifinals of the ACC tournament, 24 regular season wins, 25 wins so far. Six more would be nice, but long way to go. We'll go one at a time, and looking forward to the trip to Missouri. Thank you so much for being with us.
I appreciate it, Josie. Thank you.
All right, that's University of Miami head coach Jay Lucas. We'll continue on the show right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North convenience stores and true rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hi, I'm Doug Chamberlain, host of Family Health Checkup. Let's talk about healthcare that's affordable and rooted in faith. Redeem HealthShare offers flexible programs designed to fit your budget without compromising your values. It's not insurance. It's a community of believers supporting each other through life's health challenges. From routine visits to unexpected emergencies, Redeem helps ease the burden of medical expenses through shared support. Check it out today. Call 1-844-REDEEM-0.
College basketball is nonstop, big games, tight spreads, momentum swings every night. And now FanDuel is giving you a way to turn that energy into even bigger wins with a college basketball parlay profit boost. Here's how it works. Build any college hoops parlay you like. The early tip, the rivalry game, the ranked matchup, the late night West Coast shootout. Mix spreads, totals, props, whatever fits your read of the slate. Then just apply your profit boost and instantly bump up that potential payout. Go safe, go spicy, go with the team you've been following all season. It's your parlay, your style, now with even more upside behind it. Head to FanDuel.com/podcast to get started. FanDuel, play your game.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hurricane Hotline continues on FM 104.3 WQAM. Presented by Williamson Cadillac. Williamson is Miami.
All right, happy to welcome you back to the show. We move our attention from University of Miami basketball and the NCAA tournament to football, which starts next week. On Monday, we have Pro Day on campus, and then on Tuesday, spring football starts. My broadcast partner, Don Bailey Jr., joins us. Hopefully, I'll be there for Pro Day with little sleep. That would mean we play a game on Sunday in the NCAA tournament. But let's talk about Pro Day for a moment. This should be a pretty darn good Pro Day for the University of Miami. I don't know what all the players are going to do, but we have Jacoby Thomas and Keontae Scott and Akeem Mesidor and Reuben Bain and David Blay and Markel Bell and Inez Cooper and Brockermeyer and Maui Noah and Bassaint Alderman. We've got C.J. Daniels, Keelan Marion, Carson Beck, Alex Bauman, and even Carter Davis. So we got a full complement of players going through all kinds of drills.
That we do, Joe. And the proof, one of the reasons Miami played in the national championship game January 19th is because of all the names that you mentioned. And let's not kid ourselves. Coach Cristobal has been relentless on his approach of upgrading the talent at the University of Miami, making sure that it's at a championship level. And he's right on schedule, in a sense. And you can see now why Miami was able to win all the playoff games and get to the national championship game, because they have NFL talent. And, you know, guys can be great coming out of high school, and you see if that projects into a great college career. But you want to know how good a college football team is, check the NFL draft. And Miami's got three guys, you know, Bain, Mesidor, and Maui Noah, that everybody is saying first round, first round, first round. So you start stacking first and second round picks and third round picks, not just draft picks, you're going to have successful football teams.
At this point, I'm not sure if we know exactly who is going to do what and what drills they're all going to go through. But I always think this for the players, this day, this pro day, to me, is always important to do what they've been doing. Don't try to do something completely different, because the scouts already know pretty much all the stuff that they're capable of doing in a game. Some of this is going to validate that. But I always think if you try to do too much or do something that's outside of your wheelhouse, that's when you're going to get yourself in trouble.
I agree with you, Joe. The tape is the key to this component to me. And if you're a first-round pick, a lot of teams have sent scouts out to look at you in person at a game in an environment that's more intense than anything you'll see at a pro day or a practice. So, you know, the numbers confirm what the eyes have seen. The numbers confirm what the production has been. You know, I don't know that, you know, there's guys that – I'm not telling you that there's not guys that go from a third to a second or a second to a first because of their pro day, because there are. But at the end of the day, especially those higher rounds, let's say the first and second round, they've done such extensive scouting on every individual. This, to me, is just – a confirmation process of something that has been stated by somebody else.
One of the things that's been fascinating, I think, I don't know, I haven't been able to get my arms around this controversy of Reuben Bain and the short arms. You're an old offensive lineman. Is this going to be a factor for him? Because he is a high-level player, a productive player, and on top of all of that, he's a great character person. So he checks every box the NFL would want in order to take him in the first round.
So you are an expert at this as far as memory goes. Give me the name of that tackle that played for Texas A&M that he pistol whipped for 60 minutes. No. You know what I mean? The big all Southeastern Conference guy and big this and that. And then we go back and look at the way he played Notre Dame and all that talent that they had and how they played against the big bad Ohio State Buckeyes and all that talent and Ole Miss. And we mentioned A&M, and you go down the list and he held his own. So to me, if his only negative is that someone thinks that his arms are too short, then so be it. Now, my belief is that a lot of those people that throw that out there are hoping that he falls to them so they can take him. You know what I mean? So how much of that is true? I don't, you know, if it was a big factor, Reuben Bain would not have been a freshman All-American, and he wouldn't have been an All-American this year and been All-Conference and done all the things that he's done because he was deficient, that he didn't have arms that were 2 or 3 inches longer. There's so many more factors in his game that override a category that may not hit the elite level. I've seen more guys hit categories in the 40 and the arm length and the shuttle and the bench press and everything else that you can think of and be flops. So I'd rather take a guy that's productive and maybe he's a little deficient in one category or another, but has proven every single step that he is an NFL caliber player, and let the tape speak for itself.
It's been 2 months since the University of Miami played in the championship game. They will be on the practice field on Tuesday. How much momentum carries over from a championship season into the next year into spring football?
Well, you know, I think there's two sides to it, and I've been a part of it in the sense that, you know, you now have proof. If you're being recruited by the University of Miami, if you're a player that's now still on the roster that's not graduating, that if you follow the prescription of your head coach and do what you're supposed to do and get coached by the assistant coaches, that at the end of the day, they're telling the truth. They're putting you in a position to win a national championship. They're putting you in a position to win more games than have ever been won in the history of the University of Miami. So I think that helps a lot. But now you go back to the coaching side of it, and you've got to reprogram these players. And we have to remember, you've got an assortment of true freshmen. All but one are coming in. So you've got to train them on how you want it done. And you've got the group that, you know, won the 13 games, and you've got to get them back to understand what's needed work ethic wise, commitment wise, and teamwork.
Okay. One of the areas that we'll be keeping an eye on, one of the storylines, the University of Miami is going to lose a couple of key players in the offensive line. Brockermeyer's leaving. Maui Noah's going to be a first-round pick. Bell, the left tackle, is gone. A bunch of guys come back. How do you see them competing, or how do you see them, I guess, utilizing the offensive line? What's the mission? Is it to get the five best guys? Does Coach Mirabal have a feel for the way he wants to see it, or is it something that unfolds?
You know, Joe, it is something that unfolds, and I think it starts with identifying your five best, but five goes to eight immediately because you've got to travel with eight, and, you know, you travel with more than that, but you've got to have seven to eight guys that can play. And, you know, in reality, you know, you've got Ryan Rodriguez, who did start a game at center. He got hurt a couple years ago at that spot, but he's an experienced guy, so you got to figure him into the equation. And then Matt McCoy is really, you know, a guy that I think, where are you going to put him? He's so talented, and it's his time to shine. And Sampson Ogunola last year played guard, played tackle, and he has elevated himself into being in the mix as a starter. And, you know, you've got a couple open spots, and I don't believe the goal would be, if you can come out of spring with really a two deep at offensive line, or at least feel comfortable with 10 guys, then you can really start to whittle it down when you start getting ready for fall practice.
All eyes will be on Darian Mensah, the quarterback. 34 touchdowns last season at Duke. 6 interceptions. My goodness, that's an unbelievable season. 34 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. He threw the ball 500 times, completed almost 70% of his passes in 2 years, 56 touchdown passes, and 12 interceptions. Why do you think that Mensa can be a perfect fit for Miami?
Well, first of all, you go 56 touchdowns and 12 picks. I mean, you're almost 5-1. That's a number that you never see. So it tells me, from what the tape I've seen and have been watching, is the fact that he's very efficient, he's confident, and he has really a grasp for the offense. What's nice about that is that, you know, we go back and the games that Miami has lost throughout history have all been hampered by interceptions, whether it was the game against Indiana or you go and you had a four interception game against Louisville. The pick kills you, and that's not something that's really a part of his game. I think the best thing is that he's going to come in and have the respect of this football team even before he gets here. For one reason, of course, is his numbers, but the other reason is he led Duke to an ACC championship. He won the ACC as the starting quarterback. So it's not like he didn't have a great year. He won 9 games at Duke. And, of course, he's bringing his right-hand man or his left-hand man, whichever way it is, as far as the receiver goes. But I think that's the important thing. He's a proven winner at a place where it wasn't easy to win. And, you know, that goes back to like Cam Ward. Cam Ward, you know, we didn't know who Cam Ward was. And Cam Ward didn't have great records before he came to the University of Miami, but he won in difficult spots, and I think that's the same thing about this guy.
On defense, Miami loses Bain and Mezzador. They get Damon Wilson, a key addition to bolster the pass rush. Jarquez Carter is a defensive lineman from Ohio State, high upside defensive lineman, also was a top recruit when he came out of high school. So those two guys, and then Kona Davis also would be a player that adds depth to the defensive line. I think in this show tonight, we concentrate on the quarterback in the line of scrimmage. So, and of course they've got guys coming back, and, I think Coach Cristobal and Jason Taylor and, Damian Lewis feel pretty good about their defensive line.
They should. You know, they've recruited that way, and it's almost identical in a lot of respects to the offensive line. You know, last year, meaning last year's team, you had two marquee guys with Mezzador and Bain, and they created problems, and they performed at the level that they were supposed to, and really did everything that they can do to help Miami get to the championship game. Well, the offensive line was the same way. You had guys that had been here. You got guys that were committed. You had leadership on both lines, sides of the line of scrimmage. And now we're coming in to spring practice relatively unknown. I mean, you're losing your two first-round draft picks on the defensive line. Are there going to be two first-round draft picks off of this defensive line a year from now? I hope so. But it's going to take some work. And I think the good news is that Miami's going to be better at defensive tackle this year. The pressure might come from the inside this year instead of the outside. And it's just a little bit of, you know, how they'll formulate the defense to take care of Moten and those and Scott and make sure that those guys are in the right position. But those two young men are ready to explode, in my mind, on the defensive line.
Yeah, when Moten was healthy in the postseason, he was a dominating force. At any rate, I've got basketball on Friday, 10-10 tip-off against the Missouri Tigers. A win by the Canes, they'll go and play on Sunday. Then we'll come back and you and I will handle Pro Day on Monday and spring football on Tuesday. So it's going to be a busy couple of days here coming up.
Well, Joe, the only thing I can wish for you is that you're completely exhausted, which means you had to call a basketball game on Sunday and our Miami Hurricanes won. That's all that matters, right?
That's right. All right, that's Don Bailey Jr. Thanks to Jay Lucas for joining us. Vladimir's been our producer. We'll talk to you on Friday from St. Louis as Miami takes on Missouri. 10-10 tip-off. Thanks for joining us here on WQAM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthshare.org or call 1-844-REDEEM-0.
Looking for a protein powder that tastes great and keeps ingredients simple? Meet Clean Simple Eats. Clean Simple Eats uses grass-fed whey protein isolate with 20 grams of complete protein per serving, plus digestive enzymes and a low-lactose formula designed to be easy on digestion. No artificial colors, no artificial sweeteners, just clean ingredients and amazing flavors you'll actually look forward to. They even offer variety packs, so you can try multiple flavors. Clean Simple Eats is undeniably clean and 100% delicious. Shop now at CleanSimpleEats.com.